Okay. We start with the next presentation about the Flatland framework. So it's still about railways. But Manuel will present a really interesting approach into open innovation as well, and not only into open source.
Thank you very much, and welcome also from my side. I'm very happy to be here and talk about the Flatland Framework initiative that originally started at SBB, but now evolved into its own association based in Bern, Switzerland. A little bit about Swiss Railway Network. These numbers are only from SBB, but SBB is the biggest operator. So it gives you an idea about the Swiss Railway Network. There are about 3,300 kilometers of track in Switzerland. There are about 11,000 train runs per day, passenger train runs. About 1.3 million passengers transported every day. About 175,000 tons of freight and a punctuality of about 92.5%. Very precise in Switzerland. So, up to. Yeah, it's from SBB's open data portal, I guess they're correct. Exactly. So just to give you an idea, a railway network is quite complex, especially if you have a dense schedule. Also, the demand might increase, so there might be also demand or requirements for more even denser schedule. And so this poses a lot of challenges for the railway network. And you can also imagine if you have something like a train that is delayed, or even worse, a breakdown that takes a long time to fix. Somebody needs to take care of these trains that are already underway. On one hand, to minimize delay, to minimize impact, but also to come back to a nominal state as soon as possible. Not sure. So this is done by human dispatchers. They navigate or they direct the trains. They don't drive the trains, but they help and which routes they have to take. They have to reschedule, to redispatch. And so there's already a lot of research in operations research, traditionally from railway operators, that also looks into how such tasks can be supported by algorithms, by software. But they have a similar problem than the human operators. It is that if we scale, if you look at bigger networks, like the whole of Switzerland, these traditional optimization algorithms, as well as human operators, they don't scale that very well. So it's hard to optimize the whole network, especially in a short amount of time. So here we talk about some minutes where we have to find solutions, at least short term. And so the idea was to look into novel approaches. So not just classical optimization, but also novel approaches. And about 6 years ago at SBB, the idea was, let's look into machine learning and in particular into reinforcement learning and how this might help with this problem. So just a little bit about reinforcement learning. So basically you have a reinforcement learning agent. The agent depicted here on the right is the brain in a box. And you have an environment. And the agent wants to act in this environment. And the agent can observe this environment. And in addition, in order to learn, you also need some measure that tells you, that is an indicator, how good your action was. And so this is a basic reinforcement learning setup. And so the idea was, let's see how we can do with reinforcement learning for these kind of problems. This worked very well in the beginning, some early experiments, but it was also clear that this is, on one hand, a novel approach. It's not so established. There's not years of research in reinforcement learning in railway. And also, there are a lot of different approaches. So the question was, like, how can we make use of this technology without doing everything in-house? And so the Flatland framework was born. You see it here on the right, a nice animation. That's basically what you get out of it, at least visually. So you see the little trains moving. And on the right, you see the basic elements. Because the question was also not just how to use new technology, but also how to bring researchers and people working in reinforcement learning into the railway domain. And so the idea was, let's create something simple that still gives enough complexity to solve a real-world problem, or at least to look into a real-world problem, but that's also accessible for people that don't know that much about railway. And so the Flatland framework basically is, on one hand, a simulator, discrete time simulation. It's on a 2D grid, so there are some things that are not possible in Flatland. But it works quite well for trains because they usually don't fly. And you only have a couple of simple cell types, a couple of simple switches, straight lines, curves, and so on. And basically, everything in flat